let's go to Gargano then. So when I got there, Gargano never liked me, right? So I never did anything to him. And he never liked me, and they would tell me that behind the scenes, he would say, oh, guy isn't going to make it in Philly, guy's very good. And so I took that personally. And to me, if you're going to say something behind the scenes like some big Billy badass, well, then I'm going to go on the air with it. So if you want to come after me and not tell me that you think I suck, but go chirp to your little minions back there that I suck, then I will go on the air and make fun of the lousy shit that you do. And I think he's a really lousy radio host. So I would make fun of him. And I would, you know, we did the, you know, the bit. Eventually Justin came in and started doing, you know, the Franiac, it's the guy that used to do the voice of Cuz for us. But, like, Andy would never let me do that. I'd say, hey, let me bring on this fake Cuz guy. And he'd go, no, don't do that. You're going to cause a war. I don't need this right now. I said, fine, but I'm going to take shots at them. So then Cuz would go run to Andy and complain about what I was doing. Well, these guys behind the scenes would say all this shit about me, and they would never think I would make it. And I remember one time, one of the lamest, most white bread Philadelphia pieces of radio ever was the fellas in the afternoon. It was Rob and it was Cuz, right? And they're doing a topic. I was wearing an Eagle shirt that day. And their topic was, well, how do you feel when a guy you hate is wearing your team colors? And I'm like, are you guys fucking 12? I mean, you guys are the worst piece of shit radio people ever, and all of this. So, like, so I don't feel bad about anything I've ever said about Gargano, because I think Gargano is a bad person. I think he's a lousy person. I think that he carries on this persona of being this, you know, yucky yuck nice guy. I think behind the scenes he's a shithead. I don't like him. So no, that I don't regret.